Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications Coaching and Consulting. And we're talking about this very cool family event coming up called Touch a Truck. And it's a very interactive way to engage the entire family and all these cool trucks that are going to be on display in Livonia. And to talk with us about that are two guests joining us here on It's Your Community. Bob Karras is past president of the Livonia AM Rotary Club, and he'll tell us how this all got started. And then we're also joined by Emily Davis. She's been involved with the Rotary Interact Club since the beginning of her freshman year at Churchill High School. Emily and Bob, thank you so much for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's a great pleasure. First time for doing this.
So, Bob, tell us, you have the story about how this all came to even be. Tell us about the inception of Touch a Truck.
And about 4 years ago, and the current president of the Interact Club, the Interact Rotary Club in Churchill High School, Grant Sobchak, said, how about we do a fundraiser, and it will be fun to do, and it's called Touch a Truck. And I had not heard of it before, and he told me what it was all about, and I said, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. So we had one that year, say it was about 5 years ago, and we had it in Rotary Park. And the first year we got about 26 trucks lined up, which was pretty good for the first year. And at the end of the event, I asked Grant, I said, Grant, how many people did you think would show up at this first event with not a lot of publicity and everything? And he said, 300-400. I said, you know how many we had? And he goes, no. And I said, 3,000 people showed up for it. So that's, and we've been doing it ever since, except during the pandemic.
That's incredible. And I know, Bob, it has since grown. I mean, you've had well more than 7,500 in attendance at what time?
Correct. Last year was about 7,500.
So, Emily, how did you get involved in this event?
I've been in the Rotary Club at my school for the past 2 years, and this year I was elected as president. So part of that job is leading Touch a Truck, and I do that along with my co-president, Allison Pertula. And really, we're just striving to take our experience from hosting events at our school and trying to help Touch a Truck grow.
So, Bob, for people who may not be familiar with the Rotary Club, can you give us a background? And then, Emily, you could talk about what is it like in the actual high school. But, Bob, give us a background about your involvement with the Rotary Club and what exactly is it?
Well, I joined Rotary about 27 years ago when I first moved here, and I was looking for a service club because I wanted to be able to give back to the community, and I attended a couple different Rotary meetings, and the AM club worked out great for me, and they're the largest service club in the world, have over 1,400,000 members, and that's what they do is service work locally and around the world, and that sounded like what I was up to, and every club does what they want to. You're not dictated on truck, which was a great thing when it started. So that's how I got involved. And we do tons of different service projects everywhere. So this is just one of them.
So Emily, tell us about the Rotary Club at school. What does that entail? What is that like?
Yeah, so we have about 40 members each year, and lots of times we work with the Livonia AM Rotary on their events. We've done a Halloween walk at Greenmead, the annual Rotary Spaghetti Dinner, but we also try to implement just smaller volunteering events at our own school and how we can help the local community. So this past year we did a bottle drive where we used all of the donations to go towards Shelter Box, which is another local organization. So we just try to bring people together and get them started on volunteering in high school.
And so tell us about Touch a Truck. I know we talked about how many in attendance, but you know, what's new this year? What's different at this event this year? And when is it? Give us all the logistics, Bob and Emily. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, the logistics are it's coming up on the 26th of August, the last Saturday in August. For the people coming in, it starts at 8:30. Goes till 2 o'clock, and we have something special we started last year is the first 2 hours of the event are quiet hours because we discovered that the kids once they get going, like to honk all the horns and blow all the sirens on all the vehicles in there. And the little kids, you know, the ones that are, you know, kind of under 5 years old, that can get them all upset and everything. So we do have that, and we do sell earplugs, but the first 2 hours are quiet hours. And then we say to the kids, you're free to go. And they start going after the horns and the sirens and everything. So, and it's basically a fundraiser for Interact, by the way. Mm-hmm. We help set it up and work with it, but the idea is to give the money that we make after the expenses are paid back to Emily for the Interact Club to do local service projects and donate to other charities around. This year we've added, as we have in the past, but this year a new record. Besides trucks, we have horses. We get two horses from the Wayne County Mounted Patrol every year. And we've started having helicopters a couple of years ago. And we started out with one and went to two last year. This year we have three. We have a Black Hawk helicopter from the Army. We have a Huey helicopter from the Vietnam era from the Yankee Air Force Museum over at Willow Run. And we have a commercial helicopter from McMahon Helicopters in Canton. And we have a hot air balloon from the Remax real estate dealers. They're going to set it up as a stationary one.
Mm-hmm. Bob's cutting out a little bit on us. Bob, I think you're going in and out on us, unfortunately. So he was talking about a hot air. Go ahead, Bob, the hot air balloon by Remax.
Yeah, they're going to set it up as a...
Bob's cutting out. Emily, go ahead. Do you have details on the balloon, maybe, on Remax?
Not too much more than that. It'll be set up there so everyone can come see it, just the same as the rest of the vehicles. And we're hoping that'll add something more unique to our touch truck.
Okay, Yeah, I mean, every year, hopefully Bob is going to reconnect. I think, Bob, we're having a little difficulty with your microphone going in and out for us here. We're talking with Bob Karras, past president of the Livonia AM Rotary Club, and Emily Davis is a student at Churchill High School. Emily, what do you like about the event as a student? Why do you want to participate? What is your favorite part of it?
I really love to see all the kids enjoying it. It's super unique to our area. And I also like bringing in lots of volunteers. Everyone gets really excited to help out. So we have volunteers from our Interact Club at Churchill, as well as our National Honor Society. So yeah, I just love bringing the community together and seeing what we can do.
So I know it's growing over the years. I don't know if Bob is back on with us. We are having issues with this microphone. Bob, we're talking about Remax and the balloon, but how many different... are there more trucks this year? Do you keep adding more trucks?
We have gotten to a point where we're between 50 and 60 every year. Okay. I try to add some every year. We do have a couple of new ones. We may get the Detroit Police Bomb Squad vehicle out and a couple of other things like that. But it's going to stay probably between 50 and 60.
Well, I can say as of this week, we're looking closer to 70. So we're hoping that we can...
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes. Well, fortunately, Greenmead has the space to accommodate it, and it gets new people to come into Greenmead who've never seen it before. That's the other neat thing about it.
Yeah, I love that, Bob, because Greenmead is one of my favorite places, and I honestly think it's a little hidden jewel there in Wayne County. It's a little hidden treasure. A lot of people are not familiar with Greenmead, and this is a great way to expose them to that location.
And we also, the things there, the idea is for $5 a car, not a person, $5 a car, the kids can get to do all this stuff. They also are going to get two gifts when they come in. We've got little toy cars that we hand out and coloring books for the little kids. So we give them something, and all this for $5, you know, and we've got food trucks there so they can have something to eat while they're there as well. But the idea is not to sell them a lot of stuff. It's the idea for everybody to have fun.
Yeah, we're talking today about Touch a Truck. It's an event coming up in Livonia at Greenmead, and it's open to everybody. So basically, you're not paying to enter. It's your car that costs, right, to enter?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. $5 so car.
Which is really reasonable. So tell us about some of the sponsors. Who helps make this happen, makes this all possible?
Well, we have, I'm trying to think of the list that we have. The Community Credit Union in Livonia, the Hardee's Foundation, which Bob Hardee's, when he passed away in Livonia, left money to be go out for things like this. And they made a very generous donation to us of $5,000 last year to help cover expenses. We have them. I was trying to think, Emily, can you think of some of the other ones off the top of your head that we have coming in?
Forever Families in Plymouth.
Yep.
Just Between Friends. We're also working with the UPS store, Schoolcraft College.
All right, Schoolcraft. And I think we have several more. They've been coming in the last few weeks, but we've tried to up the number of sponsors that we have. So I think at one point we were over five and headed towards 9 or 10. So we'll get an update. We're having a meeting today, so we'll know the answer to that this afternoon. So
that's awesome. I became familiar with it through Alpha USA, told me all about it. And I know the Livonia Chamber is supporters of it in some way, I think. But it's just what I love about this, Bob and Emily, is that this is really a community collaboration. Like, talk about the community coming together for the greater good and for families.
Yes. Well, we have people now who've heard about this who drive from as far as Flint to drive down to come to this, that they've heard about it. And this is me bragging a little bit, but I tend to think we have the biggest and best touch a truck in the entire state of Michigan with all the things we do between the horses and the helicopters and the trucks and all that sort of thing. It's really become quite the event.
It is a really cool family event. So tell us again, it's the time, the location, how can people get involved? Just kind of give us the logistics one more time here too.
Starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes till 2 in the afternoon. First 2 hours are quiet hours, no horn honking or siren blasting. And they pay at the gate $5 in cash. They'll come in anytime they want to. Obviously, the parking gets a little more crowded as the day goes on, unless people start to leave. But it's that's getting, we have the Livonia police help with the parking and getting people off the street. So, but the early morning, the neat thing about early morning is you see three helicopters land within a space of about half hour to 45 minutes, which people get a kick of. And last year we had a flyover of a four-engine bomber from Yankee Air Museum, and we might get that again this year, which people got a kick out of that in the early hours. So come on in anytime you want. And as I say, it's everything you can there is that's there you can get in or climb on or get into, including the helicopters. And even the adults like that, I get more fathers and grandfathers say, I want to come over to see the Black Hawk helicopters.
So, yeah. I think that would be totally cool, Bob. I was just going to ask you about what's the typical age group of people? Is it families of all ages, kids of all ages that attend?
Yes, it really is. Mm-hmm. And lots of our activities are aimed towards younger kids, but there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. And anyone can enjoy it.
Let me ask you this, Emily. As a student, how does getting involved in the Rotary Club and Touch a Truck enhance your high school experience? For like people listening, you know, what would you say to high school students? You're entering your junior year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, what would you say to fellow classmates or other kids in high school or entering high school about why to get involved in this way?
Oh, it's just a great group to get involved in. I've made lots of friends, and I've also made connections with the AM Rotary. And it's really nice to just feel a part of my community and know that I'm making a difference in whatever way I can.
So, Bob, why is it important for the Rotary to work with high school students and teach them community involvement, collaboration, connecting, and communicating at this level?
Well, it gets them involved at a level that they haven't before. The events they do at school can be good size and raise a lot of money. This is a huge event by comparison, and I think being able to have the kids involved. And by the way, all the kids that are involved in this show up at every meeting that we have about every 2 weeks, is they get used to handling something that, like you say, it's an entire community, not just the high school audience, it's the whole city of Livonia and beyond. And they get used to handling, they actually this year have handled everything that's going on with this. I still wrangle up some new trucks every year and, you know, helicopters, but they take care of all the details, and they, every year they do a better and better job of handling the entire affair. And I am totally impressed with that. You know, Emily and her cohorts have really taken over and run this thing they came up with a spreadsheet this year that's better than anything we've ever had before. So we in the club appreciate it. Better.
Yeah. You know what, Emily, you know what, just listening to Bob Karras talk is that what a great way to demonstrate leadership at a young age. You know, this is truly leadership skills of what you and the other students are doing. Can you speak to us about that?
Yeah, thank you. It's been such a great experience. I've never really done anything like this before. Like I said, we have about 40 members in our Rotary Club, and this is hoping for 8,000 attendees. So it's just completely different scale. But it's been such a great experience, and the Livonia Rotary has been great to work with. They've helped us out a lot.
So Bob, what's been the feedback from people and leadership and, you know, the city of Livonia and everybody involved, like the people that just attend and the Livonia leadership, what's been their feedback about it? Because this actually is great for the city of Livonia too.
It is. We get nothing but compliments. It's one of those things where you always expect sometime to hear somebody didn't have a good time or something bad happened. We don't hear any complaints. We had two or three people separately had little kids come up to them at the end and say, this was the most fun thing I've ever done in my life. And I thought, you know, when you hear that, it makes you kind of choke up a little bit to say that's a pretty great compliment. And we, all the city council people, the mayor, we get all types of people that show up for it. And they just rave about it because it puts a spectacularly good face on city of Livonia. And since Greenmead falls under the Recreation Department, Parks and Rec in Livonia, it obviously makes them look really, really good. And so, and, you know, it doesn't cost them anything to do this. I mean, this is using a facility that's already there. They don't have to do much that day, but show up and they open their gift shop for a while, but we do all the work and they just sit there and enjoy it. So the people that work there love it too. So I'm hoping we get some even higher profile people that show up sometime. That would be fun to get some people from around Wayne County that might show up and go, hey, this is really cool. But
well, we're putting a shout out to all of our leadership in the region in Wayne County, our elected leaders, our police chief leaders, all of those guys in Wayne County to go out and support Touch a Truck and be supportive of the work that the Rotary Club is doing and the kids at Churchill High School, the seniors and students of all ages, actually. And Emily's going into her junior year. And I just want to reiterate, we're talking about this annual event called Touch a Truck. It's a hands-on family fun event, 50 plus different trucks. I think Emily just said, what did you say now, Emily, 70 plus?
Yeah, 70 plus.
That's awesome. 70 plus, there's helicopters, hot air balloon, passing up free Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars, one per child while supplies last. This is Saturday, August 26th, 8:30 a.m. To 2 p.m. There is a silent, no horns and sirens time for those young kids who kind of need that quiet time from 8:30 to 10:30. So if you're a parent with young little ones, that may be a good time to take them. This is, again, happening at Greenmead Historical Park on Newburgh Road. And this is to support local charities and the Churchill High School Interact Club and to offer a great activity for younger kids and their parents. It's free of charge, $5 a car, which I love. Bob and Emily's with us here today. Emily Davis is a student at Churchill. Bob Karras is a former president of the Rotary Club. What else do you guys want to share with our listeners about, you know, why attend this event and why support it?
Well, I would say attend it just to see Greenmead. If you've never walked around the houses in Greenmead, this is a good opportunity to see Greenmead and what that's all about. I think it's a great idea to get a flavor for what Rotary and what the Interact clubs actually do. And we're not a huge club. I mean, I think this year Emily has more members than we do. She's got 40, and I think we have about 30. That a small club, you would think, well, how can such a small club put on an event like that? And we've always told people, said, we're like a bumblebee. Technically, a bumblebee ought not to be able to fly because it doesn't have the right, you know, logistics to fly, but nobody's told bumblebee.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Bob. What a great analogy. You know, you just do it. You know, when you think of something great, you do it. And Emily, how about you? What last words do you have for our listeners?
Really just come out and support your community. We have lots of our sponsors and community members joining us. There's so much to see. There's always something for everyone to do. and we hope to see lots of people there again.
You know, Bob, go ahead.
And Vanessa, I want to thank you. This is the first year we've had a professional helping us with the publicity. You've done so much in such a short time, and that's what we've been missing. We really never had anybody who's got that kind of expertise. And so a lot of people only hear about us by word of mouth from somebody who went last year, and you're adding a whole new component to this, which we've never had before. And I really appreciate you're taking the time and effort to do this. I think it will boost things up, which will be great. I don't know if we get too big. I'm not sure what we will do. We've spun off, by the way. We actually, a Rotary Club downriver in Trenton, they have started a touch a truck of their own that they had back in June based on the fact of how well ours did. So we're cloning ourselves around the around Michigan. So,
well, that's a compliment. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, right? So,
yes.
You know, and you know what? I have to say, though, you know, I'm a big proponent in community involvement, collaboration, and connecting with the community. And this is just a great example of fellowship, friendship, community organization, community coming together for the greater good for our families, and something that we so desperately need since COVID lockdowns. I mean, this is just a great example of getting back together. So I thank you, Bob, Karis, and Emily Davis, and all, your entire team at the Rotary Club.
Thank you.
Who helped make this happen, because we need more events like this. And it's so impressive that you're talking about thousands of people that show up.
Yeah. Again, our club here. And
Go ahead, Bob.
Backing out is that we, Rotary and Interact, are apolitical. We don't have any, we're not promoting anything other than having a good time and enjoying yourself. So that's Rotary Worldwide and Interact Worldwide, is that that's who we are. We come to do service and do fun things, and that's our job.
Yep, that's a breath of fresh air, right? Let's not get,
yes.
You know, if you're a political leader, by all means, show up and support their community, yep. But it's not about the political divide. It's about unity and fellowship and friendship and community. Emily, last words from you?
Really just, we hope to see as many people there as we can. We've put lots of work into it, and we always look for feedback after the event. We can't wait to keep it going for years to come.
That's another demonstration of leadership, Emily, asking for feedback so you can improve. Any last words, Bob?
Same thing. Come and see it. If there's something you think we could do better, the hot air balloon was actually the idea of the lady who was running Greenmead last year, said to me on the way out at the end of the day, said, you ought to get a hot air balloon in here. And it's here.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So you never know. You have a great idea. Touch a truck, hands-on family fun event, 70 plus different trucks, helicopters, hot air balloon, passing out free Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars to one per child while supplies last. How cool is that?
That's great.
Saturday, August 26th, 8:30 to 2. And there's quiet time, no horns or sirens from 8:30 to 10:30. Greenmead Historical Park on Newburgh Road. And it's all to support our local community. Thank you so much, Bob Karis and Emily Davis, for joining us here on It's Your Community.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, if you want to find out more about the event, you can go to the website, LavoniaAMRotary.com. LavoniaAMRotary.com. And they'll give you a wealth of information, including the flyer that you can share with friends and family on your social media platforms. You can email people, text people, invite your friends, invite your neighbors, invite your family. Make this a family day fun event with groups of people. Again, it's happening Saturday, August 26th. So that's coming up this Saturday, 8:30 to 2 at Greenmead in Livonia. Touch a truck. It's a hands-on family event that provides a unique opportunity for children and adults alike to explore vehicles of all types, including public service, emergency, construction, military, utility, just plain awesome, all in one place. Kids can blast sirens, crawl inside the vehicles, learn how all these trucks operate up close and hands-on. So it's a family fun event. There's a $5 donation per vehicle, and it all goes to charity. If you have any questions or comments, show topics you want us to get to, you can reach out to me personally, Vanessa Denha Garmo, by going to Epiphany Communications and Coaching. You can private email me there. You can find me on LinkedIn or on Twitter, on Instagram, and Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.